This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
John, tell me you don't like trying new food without telling me you don't like to try new food. Signed, Kev.
Yep. I know what I like, and I stick to it.
People point out you can never have enough edge rushers. Good draft, John.
Thank you. Yep.
We'll read these ticket texts. We'll take these phone calls. Greg's throwing a flag on that.
I just don't think he drafted edge rushers.
He took, like, stand-up linebackers
and a kicker late.
Whoa. What, you call him American man food? A linebacker?
Like a Nebraska linebacker.
That's like good. Yeah. Like I thought American was good. And I think Canadian's actually a sneaky pick, but it's like the French and the
English.
And the English, it all kind of comes from the same derivative.
It sure does. Yes.
Undrafted food. Texter says best undrafted was Indian food. How does no one take Indian? Top tier cultural food. People pointing out no Korean barbecue as well.
See, when you start talking about flavors, I'm not a big fan of trying new flavors. And while, I mean, some of them can be pungent.
So you'd like Korean barbecue does a lot of beefs and porks.
Right.
I don't love the communal eating. So I left that off the list. I know Heather got tapas, same thing.
You don't like the communal eating?
No, that's not my preference.
Oh, so if we go to a family style, you're going to order your own meal?
No, I mean, I'd participate. It just wouldn't be my preference. But by far, the biggest omission on the ticket text, soul food. Says, y'all need some black people in that office. How does soul food not get picked? No love for soul food. Oh, wait, Hatch is it in the afternoon show? Yep, they'll have a field day with us. Nobody drafted soul food. John showed his level of culture is somewhere in the basement with his draft.
Yeah, that's fine.
What else we got? 248-539-9797. This one says, Costa is as Italian as Chuck E. Cheese. We Italians don't claim a cat-owning, electric-driving lib. Anthony in Clarkston. German chocolate is not German, you goof. No, I don't mean like the chocolate from Germany is what I meant. I know like a German chocolate cake is not. Anyway. Jansen the worst, Costa the strongest. Didn't know Jim had some Howie Roseman in him. A++ draft cookies. Heather, you're not really taking many strays on here. I'm happy for you.
I mean, it's just mediocre.
Middle of the road. It's not the best, not the worst.
It's not even all my favorite food.
You got Chinese, though, and that is a...
That protects
people
you.
Love Chinese food.
Yes.
Egg rolls and that. You don't?
Not a big fan.
I was shocked by your list, John, and the somewhat
You were
lack,
shocked by my list?
I was, a little bit.
Somewhat
no
lack
curveball.
Of flavor. Like, there's flavor. There's plenty of flavor, don't get me wrong, but... Different flavors. Like, I mean, the thing is, you did get American, so you got biscuits and gravy, which is like one of my favorite things.
Sure.
But just like, I don't know.
Does he get soul food as part of American food? He gets Cajun. He gets barbecue.
I'm not
he
black.
Gets... Okay, so you can't vote on that. Let us know. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Let somebody else tell us.
All the flavors that I like and enjoy, I got.
Okay.
Okay. Here's another analogy that I want to bring. You know the meme that all the Orioles prospects all look the same?
Yes.
That's John's draft.
Yeah, to use a baseball analogy, I think he's a pitcher that has one pitch. He's throwing the fastball, and if he gets it by you,
oh, it's a heater now.
Yeah, oh yeah,
it's a 105 mile an hour fastball
on the black.
Oh yeah,
but there's no changeup, there's no curveball, there's no spice variety. Hey,
if it's good, all don't
right.
stray.
All right, 248-539-9797. Irish food also coming up on the ticket text. It says meat and potatoes, corned beef. Come on, John, you missed out. Dusted in Bay City. Yeah. And Chris in Commerce with a really sneaky selection. You're on 97.1.
Hey, John, super disappointed. You had such a one-dimensional pick for every pick. How could you pass on Argentinian food? It's all red meat on the grill.
Well, so
how's that happen?
Brazilian food too, right?
Yeah, Brazilian food.
Yes.
Australia is also. So I Googled who eats the most red meat. And it actually came up, the United States, per capita, 97 kilograms per year, which I'm not going to do the conversion. Australia was number two, and Argentina food was number three. I had no idea they had that much red meat over there, but I'm going to definitely have to try some. Is there a certain flavor that they like to, like, what identifies it as Argentinian meat?
How it's like seasoned?
No, I mean they have certain cuts, like they do the picanha, like Brazil, but they also put chimichurri sauce on it.
Oh yeah,
okay.
That might be a little green for you, a little too much vegetable for you, but it's
yes,
delicious.
Yes, yes, waste of space. Yes.
You're not
just give me the meat
by saying they're going to put some kind of vegetables and seasonings. Yeah. George in Metamora, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Good.
So first of all, I mean, Costa won this by a landslide. I mean, Jamaican food in the fourth round is the best fourth round pick since Amon-Ra, right? So, Jim, great job. John, you have the cultural range my daughters did when they were five. I mean, the only thing you didn't say was like mac and cheese.
American.
Really, John, really disappointing. I don't even think it was soul food you were scared of. I think any brown people food.
George, do you own a cat?
No, I do not. No, I
you
don't.
You see if the jury's tainted here?
Don't put me in there with Costa. But Costa nailed it. And Costa, the Thai food, sneaky. I thought that was the best of all the Asian cuisines. Fresh vegetables. Everything's not fried. Yeah, Costa won this by a landslide. Gov and them are in second. Heather, once again, the cultural range of, like, John's sister. So, yeah, it was pretty bad for you guys.
What's
I'm
up,
well
sis?
Aware. I'm all right
and
with that.
I don't think my draft should really surprise anyone.
It doesn't. But that's a different conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it should be surprising. When people say, oh, I'm surprised at you, I don't think it should be very surprising.
You could be disappointed at John, but don't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, it's meat, and more meat served with French fries.
Yeah, with Thai food, by the way, you get a low roll variance.
Yeah.
That's going to be a solid pick. Like, the floor for Thai food's very good.
So I had it near the top of the board. But when Heather went back-to-back Asian food, I knew I couldn't wait on Thai. I actually had Thai ahead of Chinese, but I was going to settle for Chinese if Thai was off the board. Everything fell nearly perfect for me. I mean, all the stupid drafts we do, I end up with some of the worst selections. I'm a little stunned at how well that went, to be honest. I'm just going to bask in it. Bob in Ortonville, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, Heather. I've got one that I think could have went first round. But it could have been a sleeper, which would have totally won the draft. John, I need you to pull up the Google machine and look up South African braai and spell it B-R-A-A-I. You're going to absolutely love it.
Okay. B-A-R-R-I?
It's a B-R-A-A-I. Barbecue.
It's
on, what, hot flames or coals?
Yes.
Looks pretty good, actually. This is sneaky.
It's amazing. It could have easily won you the draft, John, in the fourth round.
Yeah, but people wouldn't have known what it is. He would have had to explain it, but it does look really good.
So South African braai is a South African word for barbecue, a communal gathering around a grill where meat is roasted and enjoyed with family and friends. I'm going to have to try. I mean, that's basically
100%.
My weekend.
It's yep, exactly. It's amazing.
Okay.
Never heard of it. Right. Yeah, it looks great. Bob, appreciate the phone call.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a braai master.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's often a designated briar or brine master who is in charge of managing the fire and grilling the meat. I'm going to have to tell the kids now to refer to me as the brine master. Maybe I can get one of those aprons.
There you go.
The brine master.
Tom and Greg had an amazing draft and are undoubtedly number one. Show them more love. Hungarian food is decent, but had they chosen Japanese or Indian food as the final pick, they would have had an all-timer.
Well, Jerry. Japanese was already off the
Yeah, we couldn't get available. That. So we discussed, because of Heather and the unknown, could Chinese have actually fallen to us at 8? And we said probably not, so our backup would have been Japanese and then Thai.
You got Middle Eastern food, which I think was
So we were happy to get that. And then I thought, in terms of just both what we liked, the Polish was huge.
Culture and
then, fit. And then the Hungarian is kind of based on something me more than Greg. But I'm telling you what, we did steal pasta a little bit with getting goulash.
Yeah.
So, and that's why you like it so much.
I do. As you said. It is Italian adjacent. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and in my defense, I would have stepped out of the flavor palette that I have if Polish food would have been available.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a good pick. I mean, fan.
Yeah, I think you've ate a lot of kielbasa in your life.
I have had, yes, a fair share. That. Yes.
John sounds like he picked his favorite foods at 6 and decided that's enough.
Same with my haircut. It's been the same since I came out of the womb. So is my palate.
All right, there's your food draft.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.